counting down the top 20 albums of 2013.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outsha. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
This is The Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20, and big show this week. We put 2013 finally to rest after this week. Top 20 of 2013. The countdown's going to start very shortly. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we're with you every week. And after this week, we will start our regular countdowns of 2014. That'll be exciting. This program, though, we've got the top 20 of 2013. We've got interviews. And, of course, Stephen Karlick will be joining us. And we've done something different. We're going to be talking to him throughout the program because he has a few lists that he's going to run down for us. Some overrated and underrated, some top news stories, and all kinds of other stuff. But first, we've got to talk about what this program is and where we get our charts from. And that is from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 and other published charts, including regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
That's right. And you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure in 2014, happy to do that for you. So get in touch with us. We'll do a little interview and we'll play some tracks from your album, and that'll be good. All right, we will start the countdown now, and throughout the program, you'll hear from some of the artists that are sitting on the charts, and as I mentioned earlier, you'll also be hearing from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine, and we'll start at number 20.
At number 20 is Born Ruffians with their record Birthmarks. You're going to hear a track called Oceans Deep, and at number 19 was Royal Canoe with Today We're Believers and a track called Light.
Number 20.
Oceans deep, she knew that much before she had just gone to leave it. Thank you.
listening to the top 20 of 2013 on the Earshot 20.
Number 19.
Do we have time to learn the syllables born on our tongues and left for the air? Let's say them back enough. Let's say them back enough. Let's say them back enough. Let's say them back. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on.
It's Earshot 20.
At number 19, that was Royal Canoe. The record is called Today We're Believers, and you heard a track called Light. Before that, at number 20 was Born Ruffians from Birthmarks, Oceans Deep.
If you're just joining us, we're counting down the top 20 albums of 2013, and we're going to keep that moving along now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at 18, and coming up just after that, we'll hear our first bit from Stephen Karlik and talking about overrated and underrated albums. But first, this.
At number 18 is Crystal Castles' late 2012 release, Crystal Castles 3, and you're going to hear a track called Affection.
Number 18.
Thank you.
It's the top 20 of 2013 on the Earshot 20, and what would our show be without some industry expertise? Stephen Karlick joins me on the line to chat 2013, and Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's always good. This is going to be very fun and very different to be able to chat with you as opposed to the traditional recording we do. So I'm excited about this.
We are engaging.
We are. So first up, I want to talk about or hear your thoughts on some of the overrated and underrated albums of 2013, because I know there are probably many out there, and get your opinion and maybe what some of Exclaim's opinion was. So what do you think overrated was for 2013?
I mean, it's always tough to say what's overrated or underrated because it sort of depends on a lot of things, one of which is hype, especially. If an album is super hyped and then it's not, even if it's still a very good album, if it's not incredible, it sort of tends to get labeled as overhyped. It also has a lot to do with your personal opinion. You might not have heard of something and then you did and it sort of seemed underrated, but they might have been a band bubbling up for a long time. So it's pretty subjective, but we at Exclaim, we talked to our writers, and they came up with a bunch of albums that they felt were overrated this year. One of them that the people seemed to agree on was Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail. Jay-Z has always sort of done like a one for the fans, one for me sort of thing with his art, where one's sort of more commercial, and then another album will be sort of for the rap heads. This one seemed just sort of lost. It was nice to hear him rapping about his daughter, but overwhelmingly, he tended to rap just about his money. And in the past, when he tended to rap about money, it was about the black experience and where he came from. On this one, it just seemed sort of cheap and tasteless and sort of staying for an encore too long.
And I don't want to jump the gun, but into news stories, because I know we're going to talk about that later, but lots of controversy around him and the album as well throughout 2013 after it was dropped.
Yeah, because of the Samsung collaboration, the app I heard didn't work. There's all sorts of stuff there. I mean, anyone who thinks that Jay-Z sort of signing a corporate deal like that is uncharacteristic doesn't know Jay-Z that well. So I don't think we could be too surprised. And I don't think it would have been such a problem if the album were better.
And so any other overrated albums of 2013?
Not necessarily overrated, but on the disappointing front, there were a couple. Justin Timberlake impressed with the first volume of the 2020 Experience, but the second one sort of overstayed its welcome. And on the first one, where he tended to sort of romanticize, on the second one, he seemed sort of aggressively lusty, and the production wasn't as good. It just wasn't as good of an album. It didn't really extend the ideas of the first. It could have benefited from some editing and maybe been turned into one better album.
Underrated albums of 2013, were there any that were like, oh man, I really can't believe that band just didn't break out as big as they should have?
Always a ton, right? I mean, as a music critic, you dig and you dig, and you're always looking for something great. And of course, we found them this year. One of my favorites is a guy who goes by the name Autre Neveu. He does sort of an R&B sort of thing, but it's very sort of unhinged. He's very emotional and over the top. The production is very similar to anyone who's a fan of Ford and Lopatin. It's got a very grandiose sound, a lot of strings, a lot of striking orchestration. So it's a really good one. Another one that Exclaim writers tended to agree on was a rapper named Ka. That's K-A. His album, The Knight's Gambit, was actually just his second album, even though he's now 40 years old. It's got a nice Wu-Tang vibe, very cold production, very spacious, allows a lot of room to appreciate his rhymes and his gravelly voice.
All right, Stephen's going to stick around with us. We'll talk to him throughout the program. We're going to continue the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
Coming in next on our 17 is Daft Punk from Random Access Memories, a track called Lose Yourself to Dance. Following that, Julie Duran at number 16 from So Many Days, a track called Our Love.
Number 17. We'll be right back. dance. Lose yourself to dance. Lose yourself to dance.
This is the Earshot 20,
number 16.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Our Love by Julie Duran from her latest So Many Days at number 16. And at number 17 was Daft Punk from Random Access Memories, a track called Lose Yourself to Dance.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums of 2013. Starting next week, we'll start our regular countdowns of 2014, and I'm assuming that we'll see some new stuff. But Brian, what do you think will happen starting at the beginning of the year? Do you think we'll see a lot of the usual of what we saw at the end of 2013 heading into this?
Quite possibly. There were charts this week for the normal edition of Earshot, though only about 20 radio stations reporting in the past week as people get back into the swing of things. And Dog Day was number one. So that sort of follows from the end of the year. I can't quite remember what the rest of the charts were, but of course you can go to earshot-online.com and check all that out. But definitely some big releases coming up soon that will be finding their way into folks' hands. The Pack AD have a record coming out, which should be in a few radio stations' mailboxes right now. We have the new record from the Silver Mount Zion, which is of course a project which features members from Godspeed You Black Emperor, which arrived at Local FM this week, so that'll be charting, I suspect, in a week or two. So those things will very quickly and surely displace what were some of the leftovers from November and December of 2013, I would think.
And next hour of the program, Stephen's actually going to talk to us about some of the anticipated releases of 2014 as well, so we'll look forward to that. But we must continue the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Coming up next, you're going to hear from Said the Whale at number 15 from their record Hawaii, a track called Mother.
Number 15.
Try to always be a gentleman. I try to always be a better friend. Lately, I've been feeling half a man. Like maybe I should be more who I am. Maybe I should fuck something up good. Or maybe I should act like someone. Slightly off.
countdown continues of 2013 here on the Earshot 20, and continuing our conversation as well with Stephen Karlick, who's joining us all the way from Toronto to talk from Exclaim. And we are talking now about the top albums of 2013, and I know that everybody has a different list. Brian has a list, I had a list, everybody has a list of what they think is the top albums, but we want to hear from you, Stephen, and what your top albums are, and perhaps I'm actually interested to see if your top albums coincide with what Exclaim said, or if you differ a little bit, and maybe your taste of music is a little bit different.
There's quite a bit of overlap, but at the same time, we're extremely democratic when it comes to how we make the Exclaim lists. They're voted on by our writers who write in those genres. We do our top 10 list by genre, which means that we have a separate one for pop and rock, for hip-hop, for electronic music, for R&B, for metal, and for folk and country. And the top ones for those albums tended, I was a fan of most of them, to be honest. Arcade Fire topped to the pop and rock charts. And while they weren't super high up on my list, I think it's a really interesting album. I think the Arcade Fire are always going to be living up to high expectations. And when this one was a little longer and a little less concise and a little more out there, people were shocked. But I think if you listen to the album front to back, it's got a really nice sort of cohesive quality, especially for an album that touches on such a broad range of musical styles. At the top of our hip-hop chart was Kanye West's Yeezus, which, regardless of what you think of the man himself, is sort of a masterclass in production. It's the first one he didn't do entirely by himself, and the guest that he roped in to work with him is a series of young electronic producers who are making names for themselves, including Arca, A-R-C-A. He put out an excellent five-song EP this year called And. That's five ampersands. Hudson Mohawk was also on the album, and a host of others that are sort of up and coming. Kanye's always been a tastemaker that way, and I think the album reflects that.
It doesn't surprise me that Arcade Fire is a fan favorite for a lot of people, and just a great record, and everybody latched onto it when it was dropped.
I think it's a fine record, and I think anyone who's hating on it maybe should give it a second listen or a third listen or however many it takes them to sort of recognize, especially if you're an LCD Sound System fan, you can really hear James Murphy's touch on the album throughout. The top on our electronic and dance chart was also my favorite album of the year. My number one pick was Daft Punk's Random Access Memories.
Such a goodie.
You know what? A lot of people, I get a lot of flack for it. and that's fine because people have their opinions, especially on a genre with as much, that's as loaded as disco. But I think it's a grand album. It's got huge ambitions. If you listen to it front to back, it's constructed beautifully. And I think it really balances Daft Punk's past on songs like Motherboard and Beyond with sort of newer, more obviously more acoustic-based songs like Get Lucky and Lose Yourself to Dance and the album's opening track. It's a meticulous album, and it demands to be listened on amazing speakers if you have access to them.
Anything else that's really stuck out to you for 2013 in terms of the top albums?
My second favorite album of the year, and a close second, was Colin Stetson's new album, which I also touted heavily to win the Polaris Prize, but I was not on the grand jury and did not have a vote this year. but I did vote for him to make it to the shortlist. He's just incredible. I think people use the word visceral a lot to talk about music. His music is the kind of music you feel when you listen to it. It's very bodily. And I think more people, if they'd listen not for songs but for sounds and how sound can affect you, they'd appreciate it more. So give that one another listen. It's really incredible.
More with Stephen is coming up in the second hour of the program. We're going to continue to keep the countdown going now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Coming next in our 14 is Arcade Fire, the title track from their latest record, Reflector. And following that, you're going to hear from Imaginary Cities with a track called Hummingbird, their album Follow Romance, coming in at number 13 on the top 200 of 2013.
Number 14.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 13.
The Earshot 20.
That was Imaginary Cities with a track called Hummingbird from their 13th placing album Fall of Romance. And at number 14 on the year was Arcade Fire and this title track from their album Reflector.
Two more albums until we are complete with the first 10 of the top 20 of 2013, and still all kinds more to come after this hour of the program, because we're going to be talking with Stephen Moore even more so in the second hour, and we'll also be having some interviews with some of the artists who are charting within the top 10, so that's exciting. You're not going to want to miss that, but first, two more tracks to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
And definitely keep tuning in the next hour, because while we get to speak with some folks that we chatted with over the earlier parts of the year, we finally get an interview and a quick chat with the number one charting artist on the year who we weren't able to fit into our schedule early in the year, so that was pretty great to chat with them. Stay tuned, you'll find out who that is. But for now, we're going to move on to number 12 and hear from the Besnard Likes, Intel in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, their 2013 record. You're going to hear a track called People of the Sticks, and then you're going to hear from the Bicycles, who are at number 11 this year with Stop Thinking So Much and a track called Bouncing Off the Bay.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
We'll be right back.
20. Number 11.
Out there in the land, I know a man who says that he can find himself dreaming in a language that he's never known. He knows not what he thinks,
or Italian,
but he knows the whole. Called a hypnagogic state, and that other people had experienced the same thing. We can do impossible things, but that does not mean that they're anything less than for real. And if not you and me, we may yet still see that I
it's the Earshot 20.
That was Bouncing Off the Bay by the Bicycles, rounding out the first 10 of the program this week at number 11 from their album Stop Thinking So Much. And at number 12 is the Besnard Lakes, Intel in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, and a track called People of the Sticks.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Canada's National Countdown Show. And this week, we're counting down the top 20 of 2013. A pretty big show for us. And it's coming along pretty good, I would say. If you don't know about the show, we are record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners listeners, and we thank them all for carrying the show in the new year, picking up a few more stations. We're getting close to that 20 mark. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's nice to have so much support.
And you can also listen to the show a few other ways. You can go to radio4all.net. Maybe you are. That's where you're downloading it from. You want to hear another song. You want to hear a song again, or you just want to get the episode. You can do that. And you can also find it on iTunes. It's a podcast. So all are great ways to catch the program. But however you're listening to it, we thank you very much for tuning in. First 10 is complete. When we come back, the top 10, some interviews and more. Stick around. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.